We turn to a new cyber campaign against American banking giants and growing worries about what they might foreshadow. It began late last month and continues to this day. Two more U.S. banks are the latest targets in the spate of cyber hits on American financial institutions. This week, Capital One and BB&T suffered disruptions on their websites, leaving customers without access to their accounts. A group calling itself the Qassam Cyberfighters claim responsibility and said the attacks are in retaliation for an anti-Muslim video. But some U.S. officials, like Connecticut Senator Joe Lieberman, blame the recent uptick of attacks on Iran and its elite security force. He spoke last month on C-SPAN.
I think that this was done by Iran and the Quds Force, which has its own developing cyber attack capacity. And I believe it was a response to the increasingly strong economic sanctions.
Also blamed on Iran, recent hits on Saudi Arabia's state oil company Aramco and Qatar's natural gas producer Rosgas that disabled 30,000 computers entirely. And Defense Secretary Leon Panetta warned last week that the threat to America's vital infrastructure throughout is rising.
The collective result of these kinds of attacks could be a cyber Pearl Harbor. An attack